Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines: US grants India a 6-month exemption from sanctions for operations at Iran's Chabahar port. India slams Pakistan over border tensions with Afghanistan and cross-border terrorism. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reaches Kuala Lumpur on a 2-day visit to Malaysia to attend ASEAN Defence Ministers' meeting. US President Donald Trump says US and China have reached several agreements to ease trade tensions and boost cooperation. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia set a target of 339 runs for India in second semi-final at Navi Mumbai. The United States has granted India a 6-month exemption from sanctions on Iran's Chabahar port. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has been granted exemption for a 6-month period.
India-US relations is a comprehensive global strategic partnership. We remain engaged with both countries to continue to strengthen it further. Exemption for Chabahar, yes, I can confirm that we have been granted exemption for a 6-month period, American sanctions that were applicable on Chabahar.
The spokesperson said India continues to remain engaged with the US side on finalizing the trade deal. He also confirmed that some Indian companies have received licenses for importing rare earth magnets from China. Replying to a question on Pakistan-Afghanistan, Mr. Jaiswal said Pakistan seems to think it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity, which its neighbors find unacceptable.
Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. Pakistan seems to think that it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity. Its neighbors find it unacceptable. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
Replying to another query, Mr. Jaiswal stressed that India stands ready to support Afghanistan in its sustainable water management, including on hydroelectric projects. On Quad, Mr. Jaiswal said Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interests in a number of areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is poised to become a major maritime hub, offering not only connectivity but value-added services, green shipping initiatives and industry-friendly policy frameworks. The Prime Minister said this while sharing his thoughts in a social media post on the country's emergence as a leading destination for investment in the maritime sector, emphasizing that India has a long coastline and world-class ports. He called for investors to be part of the country's maritime growth story. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reached Kuala Lumpur on a 2-day visit to Malaysia today to attend the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus. The ADMM Plus is scheduled to be held on the 1st of November. During his visit, Mr. Singh will also address the second edition of ASEAN-India Defence Ministers' informal meeting tomorrow under the chairmanship of Malaysia. Cyprus has strongly supported the conclusion of the long-negotiated FTA between the European Union and India. Addressing this Upper House lecture at the Indian Council of World Affairs in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Affairs Minister of Cyprus, Konstantinos Kombos, said the successful conclusion of this agreement will not only strengthen EU-India ties, but it will also unlock immense economic opportunities for India and for all the European countries. He said today, with India emerging as the leading voice in an increasing multipolar world, Cyprus sees India not only as an old friend, but also as a partner for future cooperation. Mr. Kombos said, both nations, shaped by the legacy of colonial rule, have emerged as modern democracies that cherish freedom, the rule of law, and respect for international law. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today reiterated India's unwavering support for the sovereignty, unity and territorial integrity of Cyprus. He also reiterated for a bi-zonal, bi-communal federation with political equality in accordance with the relevant UN Security Council resolutions. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks during the meeting with his Cyprus counterpart, Dr. Konstantinos Kombos, in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Minister also appreciated Cyprus's consistent support in the battle against cross-border terrorism.
India and Cyprus are trusted friends and reliable partners. Our ties have developed into a comprehensive partnership anchored in mutual respect, shared democratic values, and a joint strategic vision. It is forward-looking and it is aligned with the interests and aspirations of both our countries. We also cooperate closely in regional and multilateral fora, including the United Nations, the European Union, and the Commonwealth frameworks. We deeply appreciate Cyprus's consistent support on issues of core interest to India, especially in our battle against cross-border terrorism.
India and Australia have discussed emerging domestic, regional and international terrorism landscape and exchanged views on a wide range of areas of cooperation in counter-terrorism, law enforcement, judicial cooperation and maritime security. The two-day meeting of the India-Australia Joint Working Group on counter-terrorism got underway in Canberra yesterday. Both sides condemned the terrorist attack on the 22nd of April in Pahalgam, and the Australian side reiterated its support and solidarity with India. The two sides underlined strengthening cooperation in timely information sharing and concerted actions to counter the use of new and emerging technology for terrorist purposes. They discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in countering radicalization and violent extremism conducive to terrorism. The meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary Counter-Terrorism in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Vinod Bahade, and Australia's Ambassador for Counter-Terrorism, Gemma Huggins. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the World News. US President Donald Trump has said he has reached several agreements with his China counterpart Xi Jinping in South Korea on various issues, including trade, energy and fentanyl, to ease trade tensions and boost cooperation. A report.
In a social media post, President Trump said he had a great meeting with the Chinese president. He announced that China will begin purchasing massive amounts of American farm goods, including soybeans and sorghum, and that both sides have agreed to a one-year trade pact reducing U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports from 57% to 47%. Earlier this year, China stopped buying U.S. soybeans after Trump announced higher tariffs on Chinese imports, leaving American farmers with huge unsold stocks. The U.S. president said Beijing also pledged to curb fentanyl smuggling and expand imports of U.S. energy, including oil and gas, from Alaska. The White House confirmed that issues over rare earth minerals have been settled. The meeting came amid months of trade disputes between Washington and Beijing. During his visits to Malaysia, Japan, and South Korea, President Trump attended the signing of the Cambodia-Thailand peace deal, met Japan's first female Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, and held the much-awaited meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is Saira Mujtaba for World News.
Taiwan's National Security Bureau, NSB, has accused Chinese vessels of employing at least 8 covert tactics to enter restricted maritime zones near Kinmen County, raising concerns over China's escalating maritime pressure campaign. NSB Director General Tsai Ming-yen told the legislature's Foreign Affairs and National Defense Committee that recent images showed 7 to 8 Chinese commercial vessels sailing into restricted areas. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 339 runs set by Australia, India were 308 for 4 in 45.3 overs in the second semi-final in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US grants India a 6-month exemption from sanctions for operations at Iran's Chabahar port. India slams Pakistan over border tensions with Afghanistan and cross-border terrorism. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reaches Kuala Lumpur on a 2-day visit to Malaysia to attend ASEAN Defence Ministers' meeting. US President Donald Trump says US and China have reached several agreements to ease trade tensions and boost cooperation. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.